what's the right thing to do in that? What would I want an adult to do to me that came to me like that? You go and apologize.
Yeah.
You figure out how to make it right. And these are living souls.
Yeah.
Little people.
Yeah.
And they're going to be big people. So
apologizing to your kids. Wow.
Apologize.
Absolutely.
Apologize.
Absolutely.
You know, that's powerful. That's powerful. You have these three children. I'm just going to point out some things that just stand out to me as obvious in terms of what might make it tough to, because the thing, so I don't believe in equality. I just don't believe.
Tell me what you mean.
So I think an example of what I mean is that you have three kids. Ain't 33, 33, 33.33333 for every kid. It just ain't going to be that for every kid. It's like in any category.
That's the mathematician right there, man. 30.
It's your attention, your what's required. Like it's all different for everybody. We're you know, everybody's a fingerprint. So
everybody.
So what is equality when everybody's a fingerprint? So I want to preface like this whole thing, like not to say that you should have quote unquote favorites. I think that you should show differences to everybody. Nobody should be treated the same.
Yeah,
shouldn't treat my wife the way I treat my friend. And I shouldn't treat my mother the way I treat anyone else. Like, you know, it's like, I gotta treat people differently. You know, some of it that's based on title and relationship. Some of that's just based off of just the connection or whatever the case might be. But everybody's different. Like from your perspective, when I say like that word, like favorite, I don't necessarily literally mean like a favorite, because I don't think a parent, you know, you don't love a kid more than the other, you know, like, but you might enjoy spending time with one more than the other.
Like, I like.
But I don't want to say, but you know,
it's real though.
That's real though.
It's real.
That's facts,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you know, because we don't get to choose family. We don't, like, you know, we can kind of pick and choose friends, but family, you kind of learn to manage. You learn to get along with over time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, with that said, I could easily see, you know, in a household where it's five people and there are three kids and one son, I could see how Marcus might have a bias towards, say, that one son in a unique way because of the unique male-to-male relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I could also see how that one son might say, well, mom and the sisters have their own thing because of a unique sort of relationship, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so that's just like on the surface, like how I could imagine like a reasonable sort of difference in how things are approached. But let's see, any volunteer to just like, I just want to know here when it comes to your three kids, let's just go over the ages very quickly here. So we got your oldest child is a young lady who is how old at this moment?
She's seven.
Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had a son who is currently
five. Mm-hmm.
And then you had another young lady, a daughter, who is currently
three.
So y'all on a 2-2-2 plan.
2-2-2 plan.
Feel like it, man. Yes, okay. Sir.
Great number.
And y'all skipped the two recently, so.
Yes.
All right, I'm not going to go in there. All right, so all right.
Wait
two,
a second. 2-2-2
plan. 2-2-2 plan. All right, so.
Yes, sir.
How? Okay, that's very. So you were two, and I'm just saying. All right, so.
Wait. Okay.
All right, just tying it back, right? So
it was.
That's weird, yeah. Wow.
That was. I mean, it's God. We ain't even mean to do that.
I mean, it's just like.
I'm just telling. And our 3-year-old was the peekaboo blessing.
Yes.
The peekaboo.
Peekaboo. Boo boo.
Surprise blessing.
Yes, our son was 9 to 10 months old in 24-month-old clothing. And we found out we were almost out of the first trimester.
He got that 6'8 gene, huh?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you do, man. I'm like, let's try to get you right now.
I know. I was like, give it to him. Don't give it to the girl. Okay. Give it to him.
Oh, man. So, yep. Okay. So you got these three just great kids.
All different.
I'm sure. How do you manage the natural just bias that might exist. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to necessarily ask you which one. I'm just going to ask you because I know it's there.
Yeah.
I don't have to ask. I know it's there because we're humans.
Yes.
So the question is, how do you manage that as a parent in a way so that the other siblings don't get traumatized because of how obvious it is? Do you think about that? Like,
that's real.
And yeah. Just how does a parent manage that natural sort of just they just might naturally connect with someone more than others, but yet they have a responsibility as equal to everyone? Like, how do you balance those things as a parent?
So in the Bible, who was it? Paul says, become all things to all men so that you can win them to Christ. Okay. So I would translate that with parenting is becoming not yourself, but becoming what each of them needs in a way that helps them to become who they uniquely are. And at the same time, well, first embracing who they uniquely are. Being like, oh, like, you know,
but how do you do that as a parent if who they uniquely are is not who you prefer them to be?
You prefer to be around, because everybody has personalities. Everybody has their certain preference on who they like to hang around with and stuff. And I will say, Gerald, like, it's so early. They're still so young. Mm-hmm. So they're like, we like have three kind of mirrors of ourselves, because they're still kind of in that mimic type mode to kind of be and do what we do or stuff. But you will see like little, I guess, glimpses of who they are, you know, outside of them just mocking. And that's what you can be like, all right, let's delve into this a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So you like the color, or so you're a talker. Mm-hmm. So you want to keep doing freeze dance for 5 hours and I don't want to do it anymore. Okay. Uh-huh. And, parenting is a lot of recognition. It's watching, it's listening. It's growing, because honestly, when you a parent, yeah, you might not feel like it, or you don't rock with the way that they are or whatever. Sometimes you gotta suck that shit up. Okay. You gotta suck it up, because you got a person to build, a whole person to build, and you don't want to tear them down. So sometimes you do have to fake it till you make it.
When you say you don't want to tear them down, like, what does that mean to you, to tear a kid down? Like,
to tear a kid down is for them to like know and recognize that them being them is not accepted by you. Mm-hmm. And they know it. Children know love, they know fear, and they know when you don't like them like that. You don't, and that children don't know how to not take stuff personally either, because they're very personal. And not taking everything personally, that comes with time and maturity and things like that. But not tearing someone down is being able to be the parent, shield them with your acceptance.